Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you today?
Good morning.
Yes.
Oh.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one after we've played these songs featuring a very hearty instrument. What is that?
So we're doing the cowbell. And I know. And it literally comes from cowbells that they used to hang around. Well, they maybe still do. And it wasn't just cows. Cows, goats, sheep hang around their necks. And apparently different farmers had different ones. And that's how you could recognize the bells of your livestock.
Hmm.
So they had slightly different tunes. So somehow we still call them cowbells, but now they're, you know, made specially for music.
Okay,
and they're
right.
Way bigger than what a cow would wear. Now, in music nerd speak, cowbells as an instrument are idiophones.
Idiophones.
Idiophones. As opposed to an aerophone, which makes sound by air.
Oh, yep.
Right? Or, I wrote down all the phones, it's just left my, just left my mind. Or, you know, this ones that use strings, right? So, but idiophone, the instrument itself makes the sound.
Oh, okay,
you know, the
right.
Whole component vibrates, right? As opposed to a skin or or strings and stuff. Now, the other interesting thing about cowbells is they don't have a clapper. You know how most bells,
yeah.
you shake them and they have a clapper. Cowbells are just empty. And you play them usually just with a drumstick now, because people will have a cowbell just, you know, attached on one of their, as part of their drum kit.
Yeah. So I find this quite interesting because I think of a bell as having a clapper, and I'd never really thought about a cowbell as actually being a bell. I've always thought about it as its own kind of percussion instrument, but of course it's a bell. It's what it looks like. It's where it's come from. It makes total sense.
Oh, see, I'm the other way around. I just always thought of it as a bell and hadn't noticed. Oh, wait a minute, you're missing a really core element there.
you've picked some very diverse songs this morning to show us the cowbell in full flight. I'm going to hit the first one right now. Oh, there we go.
There it is.
Playing this jamming beat.
What are we listening to, Kirsten?
So this is a band called War from the 1970s. And the song called Low Rider. And so you can hear the Latin influence. Cowbell's really big in Latin music. And this song is about Chicano car culture in Southern California, you know, with the bouncing big cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Low Riders.
This is going to be stuck in everyone's head for the rest of the day.
Yeah, this is a jam. But, you know, that cowbell, it's so high and it's so piercing, it holds its own.
It's a nice offset to the bassiness of his voice.
Yeah, and it's so complicated, I'm wondering if someone's holding it in their hand and playing it, you know?
There is nothing more joyful than seeing a person whose dedicated role in a live band is to just smack that cowbell.
That's right.
So it's interesting that it's got such a Latin space. Does that mean it came out of that era, or like that geographical area, or is it something that we see all over the world?
Well, I think its entry into popular music came via Latin music, definitely. But apparently there's classical sonatas written for cowbell.
True.
I would love to hear a classical sonata for cowbell.
Are they old or are they new? Is it one of those? Okay, old.
Yeah, so, you know, just obviously, you know, some composer at the time having a play, like, these sound lovely, because you can get tuned ones, right?
Mm.
You can make them different sizes so they have a different tone, and if you make a set, you can, you know, play with it. And so classical music, they played with it, wasn't a big hit. People have been playing it with for a while, but I feel like the leakage into mainstream American pop would be through, you know, the Latin having those huge percussion sections.
Yeah.
And despite all sorts of complex wooden and skin drums, people, you know, the cowbell was popular. It's metal, so it's got a different sound than the wooden drums.
Now, and it is one of those things as well, I think you can see it in, like, parade music too, like when you see like a street parade or a street performance, the cowbell has got the sound that carries, and it's also portable, so I can sort of understand how it might end up in that space.
Absolutely, definitely a great live instrument, can hold its own, doesn't need a microphone, And yeah, like you said, portable. So either for, you know, family jams, you can bring it along, or any sort of walking, you know, instance where you're performing music on, and movement at the same time. Now, so the famous More Cowbell Saturday Night Live sketch.
Someone's literally just texted in about that.
Yeah. So that's Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult. And for some reason, the 70s. Okay.
The 70s needed more of it.
Yes, it did, and it was popular.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. I mean, I guess you hear naturally sounds have their moments in popular music, but it is a very sort of 70s associated noise, isn't it?
Yeah, now this is 1989, hip-hop, and in hip-hop, probably some of the cowbell you're hearing is sampled.
Oh, yep.
But this gives it a Latin feel too, I reckon. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking
at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm just waiting for the cowbell. So I got up and
strolled over. It popped in earlier. On the side of the cantina, I asked the guy, why are you so fly?
He said, Funky Cole Medina. Oh, here we go.
Ah, there it is.
You're right, it does, and it's such a evocative sound for something that is literally just a percussion instrument.
And like you can hear, it's playing its own little rhythm that it just is repeating.
So this is, of course, Tone Lock with Funky Cold Medina. Someone's asked, Kirsten, did you play cowbell when you guested in the percussion group From Scratch?
I don't think I did. I think we played Jandal, and we also played Mini, the Cars, literally.
I was going to say, I think in From Scratch, if you're going to play the cowbell, it has to be made out of something else.
Yeah, that's right. Cans of tuna.
Yeah. He was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Nancy, Alex from this is such a great track, but when you start to listen to all the bits in it, the guitar is quite, like, unlikely, and the cowbell is quite unlikely, put together with Tone Lock over the top. It's just, like, it's quite a fun track, you know? They've obviously had fun with the production of it.
Yeah, you're right. Here you've got this sort of distorted rock guitar. He's got this real raspy voice, which is kind of unusual in hip-hop. And then this repetitive sort of Latin rhythmic pattern on the cowbell.
So is it still something that we hear very often in popular music? I'm trying to, like, rack my brains to think of, like, a big pop song that might have some cowbell in it. Maybe it's so naturally part of a tune I don't even notice it. But is it something that we still hear?
It will be in every song, but as just part of, you know, because now people will use electronic, you know, computerized drum kits, and the cowbell will be there. And so they might incorporate it as part of an overall, that bass drum, that electronic
bass, yeah. I find it interesting. I think percussion instruments in general get this, like, rap that they're easy. Anyone could jump on the cowbell and give it a whack, which is true. But, like, actually, if you get it wrong or you do it in a way that doesn't suit the track, it's going to throw everything off. There's a lot of responsibility riding on the cowbell.
Well, yeah, and the repetition. If you got to keep that up, just the physicality of whacking that. And in, you know, the Saturday Night Live sketch, you know, Will Ferrell showing, you know, getting into it and being like a lead singer performer, being making dynamic performer playing cowbell, not being a boring dude standing there. She had a few drinks, I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. It says she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya.
I'm going to have to go watch that Saturday. It's been a long time since I've watched that particular sketch. Going to have to remind myself of it this afternoon.
Well, the joy of it is his intuitness. You know, he's just so jamming, like it was the greatest guitar solo ever.
Oh, yeah.
And Christopher Walken, of course.
That feels like a big high school orchestra sort of vibe when you're in the percussion section and you have been given that one role and you're like, this is my bit. I've been waiting for 200 bars of rest. Here we go.
My time to shine.
All right, what are we listening to here, Kirsten?
Okay, so this is what the Saturday Night Live sketch was making fun of, was this kind of rock music. This is 1975 of this era. And listen, it's just playing the beat. It's not doing an interesting riff like we've been hearing.
Yeah, I've just got a vision of someone just standing at the back being like, all right, it's my time to shine. Top.
And in the track, the Blue Oyster Cult track that Will Ferrell makes fun of SNL, it's the same. It's this type.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Bang on the 1, 2, 3, 4. Nothing fancy, nothing Latin.
I think it's interesting because when you hear it in a song like this, which is Hair of the Dog by Nazareth, if anyone is desperately trying to Shazam, it sounds a bit naff almost in this context. Maybe I'm being a bit harsh here.
Well, when I was looking for them, about 4 or 5 were just, of the great cowbell songs were just like this.
Yeah.
You know, and, just jamming on the 1, 2, 3, 4, that's all it was doing. And they mixed it up real high and bright. Like, you you can pick it out of the band.
Yeah, totally. Getting a lot of good texts about just songs that have excellent cowbell in it. Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
Someone says that when Kitty, Daisy and Lewis performed in Auckland, someone nicked their cowbell. That's sucky.
Boo.
They wanted it back because it had sentimental value. Oh, stink.
Don't steal a cowbell.
Get your own cowbell.
Jeez.
Wow.
This is really like how many sounds of the 70s can we fit in one song?
Now, I don't think they're that expensive, but you would probably want the stand for it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple drumsticks.
Kids, ask your parents for a cowbell this Christmas.
That's right.
Or a harmonica or a kazoo. They'll love you.
Yeah, see, I don't think the drummer could be playing this. I think it's too steady and interfere with what he's doing. I think there might have to be a dedicated cowbell player.
Could you put a kick, like a kickstand on a cow, like a kick?
Yes.
On a cowbell? Would that be something you could do?
Yeah, they do kind of play with it, having it in various parts of their kits, and...
I'm trying to hear if there's also a kick drum in this.
I just don't think he could be playing the cowbell himself.
No.
I think that there's a dedicated
cowbeller.
Now, when the bells were on actual cows, did they have the clacker in them then? Yeah.
No, the cows have their own stick.
They have to hit their own bell.
The cow herd goes out and is like, oi, where are you cows? And one of the cows goes, dong, dong, dong.
All right, guys, hit the bells.
Okay, I think they obviously evolved and lost the clacker, just like the appendix on a human. The cowbells evolved over time and lost the clacker function.
Do we know why people got rid of the clacker?
No, I don't. But obviously you have more control if you're playing it yourself.
Yes.
And I also like the idea of, I'm sure they probably played with all different sorts of sticks and different metals, but I like the idea of playing with the wooden drumstick. I think that sort of thudness of the wood with the brightness of the metal.
Yeah, and I think you don't get that real resonance that a bell has that, it keeps ringing on and on. It's quite a short percussive sound, the cowbell, which maybe you get more control over with the stick again.
I have a feeling that wooden mix with the metals was good. Not so twangy.
Apparently those cowbells on actual cows are still a thing in certain parts of the world.
Oh, Switzerland for sure.
Big cowbell energy in Switzerland. They're huge, some of them. You just think, man, that poor cow is just lugging that around its neck all day.
There's this amazing cow festival in this little town in France where twice a year all the cows will descend from the Alps.
Whoa.
And they'll be dressed in flowers and bells and they'll parade through the streets of this town called Annecy. I think this is in the winter. They go down the Alps. And then in summer, they take the cows back up to the Alps to graze.
Oh, my God.
And everyone comes and watches the cows. And I went one year and it was so much fun.
You went to the cow festival?
I did.
And that was a good one.
Then they all jammed to Nazareth in the evening.
Exactly. And a little bit of war as well. Thank you, Kirsten, for bringing us the mighty cowbell this morning. I very much have enjoyed that. What are we going to be talking about next week?
Classical pop rock mashups.
Ooh, okay. That sounds like a polarizing topic in the making.
I don't know if it can compare to the cowbell.
No, it's hard high to peak. Thank you very much for that. We'll see you next week. Have a nice weekend.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you very much.